5 years ago, a series of devastating tornadoes ripped through west-central Alabama. This week on Alabama Public Radio, we're looking at the impact of these storms 5 years later. APR student reporter Josh Hoppenstein spoke with University of Alabama students, past and present, to get their take on the storms.
This is a large, violent tornado coming up on downtown Tuscaloosa. Be in a safe place right now. And, you know, we're not
on April 27, 2011, TV weatherman James Spann's jacket was off and his sleeves were rolled up. Local viewers in tornado-prone Alabama knew that meant trouble.
Guys, are we going to need a retreat or what?
Spann's vantage point was from a television studio in Birmingham. Others were a lot closer.
We didn't really know the tornado was coming. You know, everything was just business as usual.
That's Bobby Porter. He was a sophomore in Tuscaloosa the day the twister hit.
You know, people were out enjoying the day, and, you know, towards the afternoon, about 4 o'clock, was when storms were supposed to be rolling in, and, you know, everybody just kind of went home to hang out.
Well, for me, it was the usual.
That's Heather Banks, a Tuscaloosa native. Even though she knew the potential danger of the tornado, she didn't think of it as anything more than the average tornado warning.
We never know really what to expect. It just happened so many times since I've lived here that it's never really too big of an alert for us. We just kind of wait and see what happens.
As the afternoon went on, the storm picked up and made its way into Tuscaloosa. The tornado would make its way down 15th Street, where then third-year student Zach Rickoff was living.
My roommate is the first one who actually saw like the clouds turning and everything, and I heard him screaming in the other room. And so I went in there, and we stood on the balcony for a couple minutes and just saw this thing, you know, spinning, and it was huge.
Though the tornado itself was frightening, the behavior of it was what worried Rickoff even more.
We saw it not going left to right or anything, or right to left. We just saw it staying still, so we thought it was coming, you know, right toward us. And so that's when I got pretty scared and just took off to the stairway.
The tornado that Rickoff described would go on to cause damage to much of Tuscaloosa. After the storm had passed, Bobby Porter could not believe what he saw.
Just remember kind of looking down towards McFarland, just seeing the neighborhoods completely leveled out. I got out and actually my car was totaled just from the wind damage and debris that was just hitting my car.
Porter would see more of the damage when he went to see friends in Alberta City.
I do remember shortly after going out to one of the fraternity brothers of mine, and he lived out in Alberta where it got hit really hard, and they had two Jeeps in the parking lot, and, you know, they were thrown through the house into their basement. Their Jeeps were. It was a sight to see.
The Druid City has recovered so well from the tornadoes, the students who had never seen Tuscaloosa before, such as freshman Parker Jacobs, would have never guessed the town was even hit by a tornado.
I didn't even know that the tornadoes hit Tuscaloosa until I came for, I think, Bama Bound this past summer in June 2015.
While students newer to Tuscaloosa may not know about the effects the tornadoes had, older students are still cautious when the threat of tornadoes are present.
Everyone kind of goes into panic mode. There's a lot of chaos.
That's Cameron Bowman. He's a senior.
We get emails, texts, phone calls, you name it, including our parents, just to make sure that they don't have an incident like what we had 4 years ago with the tornado.
Though he wasn't in Tuscaloosa in 2011, he knows from what he heard from his dad, who helped with cleanup relief, and students who were here in 2011, that tornado threat should be taken seriously.
It is definitely scary every time we do get that alarm, and hopefully we don't have to go through something like that again.
While severe weather events like tornadoes can come out of nowhere, there are precautions that can be taken, according to Dr. Lee Keyes, who's the executive director of the Counseling Center at the University of Alabama.
Stay informed, be aware of your surroundings and the news. This will help you prepare for whatever might be coming.
Dr. Lee Keyes and his staff are stationed across campus to help students and the people of Tuscaloosa cope with the aftermath of the storm. After helping people with their initial reactions to the tornado, support groups were set up and information was put online for people to look at. Even today, there are people who develop issues because of storms.
Some people do develop a post-traumatic stress disorder, PSD. Many people don't quite meet the criteria for that, but they still have a traumatic type of response to a storm.
The events of April 27, 2011 will not be forgotten, and some damage may never be fixed. However, in the aftermath of the tornado, some like Heather Banks believe there's an upside.
I mean, it's a disaster. It's horrific. It's horrible that it happened. I think the whole town's come out better in the end.
For APR News, I'm Josh Hoppenstein in Tuscaloosa.